Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe Discussion. Now, beloved, it's been a dramatic political season in the United States. But God has shown himself strong on behalf of his people. No matter what you think about who was elected, this was the hand of God. Now, there's been a lot of commentary about what happened in this election. And so there's no need for me to add anything more than what you'll hear tidbits of in this particular episode. However, you could go to our website, www.letstalkprophecy.com, and look at some of our prophetic alerts. And the recent ones in particular will give you an idea of what God has been saying, even in September when he actually said what would happen with the run for the White House. So let's get into the message for today. Several days ago, the Lord began talking to me about 2025 being the year of turmoil and triumphs. These are the words that the Lord gave me even this morning. This is November 22nd. He gave them to me about 7:25 this morning. And I heard the Lord say, 2025, a year of turmoil and triumphs. My time is here, says God. My time of triumph through my faithful remnant in the earth. I will cause them to victoriously triumph over every plot and scheme of the enemy. This is my time. My time to triumph over tyranny, over lack, over all manner of evil in the nations. Satan has lost his hold on the planet. He cannot succeed no matter what he has planned. It shall not work. It is cursed to fail. It is not time for the man of sin to take his place. It is my time to separate the sheep from the tare so that the multitudes can come into the fold. Truth shall prevail in this hour. My judgment is moving upon the earth to reveal and fortify truth to the nations. It is my time to restore truth and justice. There's a cry from the earth's people for justice. They cry for truth, for freedom from the oppressors in the earth. I am come to answer their cries. They are set free, free to receive my love, free to receive my provision, my peace, my joy, and my salvation. And they will come. I say they shall come by the multitudes, for they shall hear my voice, and they shall come. My sheep know my voice, says the Son. There are those whom ye have not known, yet they are mine. Welcome them with open arms, my people, for they are coming hurriedly. They shall come. So rejoice, for I have triumphed against the wickedness of man. Their rod of perversion and wickedness shall no longer rule. Their escapades have concluded. What they have stolen must be restored. My redemption has come. They shall pay. The wicked shall pay, many with their lives, others with their positions and livelihoods, like the Hamans who sought the destruction of my people. They shall hang on the gallows. They shall fall in the devices they have plotted for my people, the Jews. I have seen their plans. I have heard their secret meetings. They had failed in execution, and now I will execute judgment upon these, mine enemies. So stand victoriously, my people, for all is well in the kingdom, says God. Celebrate the victory that we have won. The turmoil has ended. The victories soar on. Now, some of you may be familiar with this story of Nehemiah. He was a cupbearer for the Persian king in his day. And this was the time where the people of God were led out of Babylonian captivity. Well, there were people living in Jerusalem in ruins. They were living in poverty. They had no protection because the walls of the city had been destroyed and the gates had been burned. Now, this troubled Nehemiah greatly. And he was a passionate man, a man of prayer. And it bothered him. And what he did is he sought the Lord in prayer earnestly. He repented for what his people did in turning from God. He repented for the corruption, for their sin. And Nehemiah believed and trusted in the God of covenant. So what he was doing was asking God to honor his covenant on behalf of the nation. And God answered his prayer in an unusual manner. The king granted him permission to go rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem. So this is where there's a lot of similarities in the story in America and in the nations. The Church of Jesus Christ in the earth has been left in ruins in many ways. Things that we've started have to be complete before Jesus comes back. And part of the issue has been there are people in the land, kings in the land, not necessarily like the Persian king, but kings who hated the Jews, leaders that hated the Jews, and that hate Christians to this day. And those became the enemies who wanted to prevent Nehemiah and the people from finishing the work of God. Well, the same is happening, I can say for sure, in the United States. And I know this because the prophecies God gave us about things to happen in the nation, even who would be in the White House, even for our individual prophecies, the Lord has let me know over the years. I'm like, Lord, why isn't this happening? Part of it, he said, is because of the leadership. He talked about having to uproot the leadership. Because like it was in olden days, the government of this world has gone corrupted. But they're in cahoots or in league with the leaders of the church. So part of the problem has been is the leadership in the church and in the government have been working against God. In fact, they have been using even prophecies against us. Kind of like with Joseph's brothers, when he had the dream from God, what did his brothers try to do? They tried to kill him. They tried to do things to him and said, we'll see what will happen to your dream now. We'll see what comes of your dream now. And so we've been going through the similar thing that the enemy has been fighting us. But nonetheless, we're supposed to continue doing the work of the gospel and the work of the kingdom according to what God gave us. And we saw that, we'll see that in the story. If you read the story of Nehemiah, and I'm not going to cover all of it here because I do want to mention this prophecy. That's exactly what happened. When Nehemiah went out to build the walls of Jerusalem, the people helped him. But Sanballat and Tobias came against him. Two leaders, powerful leaders, colluded against the people of God because they didn't want them to complete the work. So they did everything in their power to try to stop it, including trying to meet with them, trying to distract them. So this is what the Lord is saying. The turmoil in 2025 will be just that. Enemy trying to keep us from doing the work now that we're stepping into our particular post to actually do the work. Up until now, he's been preventing us from getting into our places. That has been his key. That's why there was a fight for the White House all this time. God had always said it was for Donald Trump, but the enemy said, no, we're going to see what's going to happen to this prophecy of Donald Trump. We're going to step in. But the Lord let him do that because it's a setup. As you'll see, even in this prophecy, the Lord has had a plan all along. He's always known what the enemy's going to do, and he's always been one step ahead of him. So we talked about how there needs to be a rebuilding of God's kingdom in this earth, and as much that still will be uprooted. Before we can build, you have to uproot. Any good farmer knows that. You got to take stuff out of the soil, take stuff out of the ground before you can plant something else. And that's part of what's going on in this hour. And you'll see people upended, people upset about what's going on, and he got the wrong person, and this should have happened, that should have happened. And don't be bothered by this, because there is an uprooting going on, not only of thoughts and beliefs and ideologies. It's more than just a person. This is actual spiritual move of God. And the Lord has brought it to my attention. This is part of the turmoil, this design. Because people are upset. Some people are upset because Donald Trump is in the office or was elected to the office. But here's what the Lord said about Donald Trump. I was minding my own business several days ago, and the Lord out of the blue said, he's my wrecking ball. I'm like, okay. And then he reminded me what Jesus said. Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Okay, this is where we are in the world. It's very, very, very dark. And the problem with the nation has been in America, and to an extent around the world, is the church has been complicit with darkness. We're staying at peace in darkness. And it's not peace with God. It's peace with the world. And Jesus said, I didn't come for that. And I remember recently, in fact, this week, I told someone, it came out of my spirit, that the Lord was showing me that the time where we were in was what Jesus said. He said this in Luke chapter 12. He said, suppose ye that I'm come to give peace on earth. He said, I tell you nay, but division. Now, here's how God, the Lord talking about division. He's not talking about race division. He's talking about division between believers and non-believers, between light and darkness. For he says, for from henceforth there shall be five in one household, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. I spoke these words to someone earlier. I definitely did because it came out of my spirit because that's where we are. The Lord is shining a light in the darkness. You're going to see who's on the side of truth or who's on the side of deception and the lie. You're going to see who's with God and who's with Satan. This is by design. And this is where the turmoil will lie. There will be a division. So don't expect it to be peaceful, peaceful, we all get along. No, that's not why Jesus came. He came to shed light in the darkness. And our assignments are to be that light in the darkness. So there's always going to be a battle because those in the dark don't want to see the light. But the light is getting brighter and brighter and louder and louder. And they're going to be screaming and hollering, but it's okay. It's part of the program. So anyway, so the Lord was showing me that all the voices were here. People were losing their mind after the election. They had videos all over YouTube. People literally screaming demons. And that's what this is. Demonic forces that are embedded in these individuals. Again, we talked about as Isaiah said, that there's darkness on the earth. There's deep darkness, but there's gross darkness, obscurity, deep lack of understanding. Even on those who call themselves woke, they have no idea that they are dead asleep. What they think they know is demonic. What they're hearing is from the voice of Satan, which is why they're all upset right now. They're screaming right now. And that's why what comes out of their mouth is hatred. That's a sign. If the person is speaking hatred, you know they're not of God. If they're plotting against people, that's not of God. That's the biggest, one of the biggest signs. If they're speaking hatred, because Jesus said, you'll know my people by their love. How we have love for one another. But in this day, you see these people going off and they're crazy and they're making threats against people who want to do good. And what does the Bible talk about? Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. And that's where we have been in the Lord. It's going to be bigger and bigger division as time goes. Because you cannot receive life if you're speaking nothing but hatred and death. You're going to reap what you sow. You will have what you say. So be mindful of your words in this period of time. Because God is not in the thoughts of these people who are crazy like that. They're just screaming. They're losing their mind, committing suicide, contemplating suicide, wanting to hurt somebody. That's the devil. Anytime anybody can get in your spirit that strong that you're willing to hurt or cuss or destroy another, there's a demon that needs to be uprooted out of you. And we pray as people of God for them, for their deliverance, that their eyes will begin to open and they will be turned to, from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And that's according to Acts 26:18. Okay, so I'm going to give you that little brief outline about where we are so it makes sense to you. And that's the word the Lord gave me. It's just a quick word, but it's a power-packed word. Turmoil and triumphs for 2025. Now, God in this prophecy says turmoil has ended. Let's clarify that a little bit. What he's saying is he's decreed and declared turmoil has ended, and that's how we got to operate. The enemy's going to continue doing what he's doing, but God has put an end to it, meaning in the realm of the spirit, everything he's done, everything he will plan to do is of naught. It's cursed to fail, as the Lord said. Because the enemy's going to keep squirming, even if it means nothing else but kicking up dust. But it has no meaning to us as kingdom dwellers. We could continue going forward. For every work of the devil in this season is cursed in Jesus' name. So take time to read the story of Nehemiah, the first four or five chapters. A powerful story of a humble man, a praying man who had a heart to rebuild his nation. And that's what God is looking for. People that have a heart to rebuild God's kingdom in this hour. People who see the plight of the people in your neighborhoods. You see the hearts of the people, especially coming out of this election. People express their heart. As God said, they were crying out to him. They wanted to change. They're suffering and they're looking for a change. Now, we have to understand, change is not coming easily. Why? Because no matter who's in that White House and who's leading the charge to rebuild things, the enemy has placed his own Sanballats and Tobiases out there. Meaning there are going to be people who are going to try to stop the work of God. They're going to try to sabotage the work we're going to do. But we will keep going forward anyway. And what I like about the story of Nehemiah, and some of you remember this, they set a watch. The people prayed. People prayed at night. They prayed in the day. Some people prayed and worked in the day, prayed at night. The others who were working, they worked with one hand and had a weapon in the other. That's how we're going to have to proceed in this hour, knowing that the enemy can't stop us, and neither could they stop Nehemiah. In fact, they did finish the wall. They got that wall up, and God was blessed. So this is where we're going in this hour. This is what to look for in the days to come. Yeah, there might have been an election triumph for the kingdom, but it's not over. It's just the beginning. Because you have to understand they're setups by the enemy to try to sabotage. But we speak to that now in the name of Jesus. Every plan and plot of the enemy against what you're doing for our divine destinies, not only in this nation, Lord, but in the nations of the world, and your people, your church around the globe, Father. We decree and declare that every word you have spoke will come to pass unhindered by any plot or scheme of the enemy. And we call out the enemy now, Lord. We shine a light in the place where the enemy is plotting right now, Lord. We shine it in the darkness to expose their lies. Dispose their deception. Dispose their lies. Dispose, hallelujah, every scheme and plot before they can even get it off the page, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, expose them all like the rats that they are. Like the scheming, treasonous rats that they are. In the name of Jesus, Lord, shine a light on them wherever they are, Lord. We will catch them at every corner. Let them not get away with anything, Lord. We call it done in the name of Jesus that all their works are cursed. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we speak it over them now, Lord. What you have blessed shall not be cursed. You have blessed the work of our hands. You have blessed us to move forward, Father God. And what you have blessed, I decree and declare, no man, no demon, no devil in hell can curse in the name of Jesus. And as you told the blessing of Abraham that's on us, we will bless those who bless us and curse those who curse us. Not only with witchcraft curses, but with Haman type of devices against us, Father God. With witchcraft. From the highest people in the land, Lord, with plots and schemes, those are curses trying to make us fail at what you caused us to do. We speak it now, Lord. Let the curse backfire by fire. Let their plots be foiled right now. And everything they claim for us, Father, let them be hanging on the same gallows they set up for us. Every plot that they made for us, let them fall in it, in Jesus' name. And every death they plotted for our people, Father, let them have that. Let them go in our stead. In the name of Jesus, those who will not let us continue in this rest, let them be laid to rest now. In the name of Jesus, but we will go forward. In the name of Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as you have declared it to be in heaven, Lord. And we stand on that now in Jesus' mighty name. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's the message for this episode. Again, 2025, the year of turmoil. And also, we had many, many, many triumphs because there's victories, Lord. There are victories the Lord has set that belong to his people. So we thank you very much for being with us. Again, if you want to see some of the prophecies, get on our site, letstalkprophecy.com. That is our prophecy page that goes along with our Epic Books and Cafe. But that's where you'll see all of our prophecies, from the yearly prophecies to prophecies about America. And we also have prophetic alerts, where these are things where we put out there for the people of God to pray about. Thank you so much for being with me. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.